This is the Citizen of Heaven podcast, my report for the week of March 24th through 30th, 2024. I'm Hal Hammonds, Citizen of Heaven. I'm here with a behind-the-scenes look at what's going on in my life and the life of this podcast. This week, I'm reporting on the books I've read, as shared with the Heaven Citizens group on Facebook. Please seek us out if you have not already. I characterized this as the books I read this week. In hindsight, the last couple of weeks would have been more accurate. Hey, I'm new at this. I'm making this up as I go. Before I start the show, let me encourage you to subscribe to the podcast if you have not done so. If you have and it's been a blessing to you, please consider sharing it and giving it a good review. Here we go. This is something new for me that I'm going to try in season six. I don't know if I'm ready to commit quite yet to 52 weeks of this, but we're going to try to do it every week and see how it goes. We've experimented with things like this over the last year or so. We're going to try to be more specific with it and more intentional with it this year. I'm going to call this my weekly report. And most of the time, I suspect what we're going to be doing today is talking about the books that I have been reading, giving you a brief overview and a reminder, as has been the case in times past. I do get rid of the overwhelming majority of the books that I read and feature on the podcast, or at least I try to, including most of the ones that we're going to be talking about here today. Please don't hesitate to reach out and ask if you have an interest in some of these things. I'm willing to send these out for free. I am more than eager to accept a compensation for the shipping costs. Shipping is not really all that much, though. It's not much of a burden. I would really much rather put these books in the hands of someone who is actually interested and even take a loss in doing so than drop them off at the local used bookstore and get a pittance for them just to get them off my shelf. At any rate, we're going to be talking about a few books here today. I also am probably going to talk some about games. I don't go through new games nearly as often as I have in the past. I do owe you some top 10 lists. I had talked about top 10 two-player games, top 10 gift ideas, starter games, that kind of thing, especially in the games arena. We've talked about doing that, and I have not followed through with that. We're going to try to do some more of that. We'll eventually get around to top 10 lists, Lord willing, this year. The books that we've been reading, the best ones, the worst ones, etc. And I'll probably, on the regular, like I've already done today, give you a brief overview of what's going to be happening in the next week, what to look for, and coming events that might be taking place. Season six, I'm going to try to shake things up a little bit and see if the project stays alive. I would like to continue this indefinitely. I don't have any real expectation that I'm going to do it for the next 30 years of my life, but who knows what the future may hold. I'm confident that we have time and ideas sufficient for season six. After that, we'll see what happens. In the meantime, thank you very much for 5 years of very interesting exploration for me. I hope it's been a blessing for you as well. I'll also put in a plug for my Sunday afternoon sermon drop. Some of you may not be aware of this. I produce a sermon on YouTube every Sunday afternoon for the local group here, the Lake Woods Drive Church of Christ in Georgetown, Texas. Keep an eye on my page. I'll include links to that sermon. This week is going to be kind of interesting. I have a lesson prepared that I call the Parable of the Road Trip, and there'll be some illustrations on how we can practicalize the walk of fellowship that we have while we are on our way to heaven and trying to accomplish God's purposes on the way. All right, enough of all of that. A few words about the books that I've been reading this week. I want to start with Our Eyes Are on You, A Study of Biblical Prayer by Nathan Ward. This book is special to me because it was a Christmas present from my mother-in-law, Jenny Dubose. Thank you very much, Jenny, for this. This was not exactly what I had in mind. I don't know Nathan. I know of him fairly well. Many of you probably do as well. I expected this to be kind of an inspirational, encouraging lessons in prayer, and it's not that. It reads much more like a textbook, a reference book, I guess I probably should say. Basically, what the book does is it takes several examples of Bible prayers, some of them on the longer side, some of them on the very short side, and illustrates using those examples what biblical prayer looks like and what biblical prayer would look like in our own lives. It's not really a how-to kind of thing. At least it didn't read that way for me. But it is very instructional and very informative, and it fits very well on the reference shelf, as it were, to if I ever run across a lesson I'm trying to preach about Paul's prayers or about Nehemiah or some other example of prayer that I want to talk about. This book will come in very handy with regard to that. I said I was going to give away books. I probably won't give this one away just because it's very practical and because it was a gift. So there's that. There's also several appendixes related to prayer in the back, including the best breakdown of prayer to Jesus as contrasted perhaps with prayer through Jesus. Is it appropriate for us to actually pray to Jesus? Nathan Ward says yes, and he has a very definitive argument that he makes, series of arguments that he makes with regard to that. Very interesting, very in-depth. I thought that was very, very persuasive. Moving on. If Jesus is Lord by Ronald J. Sider is the next one on the stack. And I found this one interesting because this is an argument for Christians not getting involved in conflict, either literally going to war or encouraging political figures who would have us go to war. I was a little disappointed in this in the sense that there is a rather obvious carryover with regard to self-defense, home invasions, and is it appropriate for me to shoot somebody who comes in and threatens my family? Is it appropriate to take a job as a security guard or some such person as that? Sider's position is that the Christian should be a pacifist, and it is not appropriate to take the life of someone who you claim to love, someone who are you trying to encourage to go to heaven, and essentially turning his lights off before he has a chance to repent. That it is incongruous for us to do something like that. I get it. It makes a lot of sense. And I'm not sure I'm necessarily persuaded 100% of his point of view. I think the holes in the logic show up when you try to make the application to self-defense and family defense. That's why I was hoping that he would get around to giving us a chapter on that, which he didn't do. I don't know if that was intentional or not. Maybe I should go back through it again and look at more practical day-to-day applications of these kind of principles. Bottom line, whether I think it's appropriate to go to war and kill Russians or kill Muslims or whatever is really beside the point. I'm well beyond serving age for the military. That's irrelevant to me. Maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's very practical for you. And if it is, and if you have any questions, I think If Jesus is Lord by Ronald Sider would do a very good job of bringing the issues to bear and maybe cause you to think of some things you hadn't thought of before. Again, I'm not prepared to take a position on that. I have a nephew currently who's in the Army. I'm not prepared to point my finger at him or anybody else and say this is a sin. But if it's an ethical quandary that you find yourself in, it would be probably worth a look. Who Moved My Pulpit by Tom Rainer is the next one in the list. And this one's not much. There's not a whole lot of pages here. But nevertheless, interesting. Rainer's issue here is putting preachers, pastors, he would say, church leaders in general, in a position where they can respond effectively, consistently, and practically in a climate that is changing, and not necessarily changing in a predictable or positive kind of way. Change is inevitable. Things are going to change. How are we going to respond to that? The title of the book comes from a pastor that he cites who was presiding over this major transformation of the worship space. And he had this new scaled down pulpit that was going to take the place of a fancy family constructed decades old pulpit that was kind of a fixture in the group. And supposedly everybody was on board with making this transition. And then he shows up on Sunday and his pulpit's gone. And he says, "Who moved my pulpit?" Change is difficult, and it is gradual, and it is not seamless by any stretch of the imagination. Sometimes that means you shouldn't change. Sometimes that means you need to change slowly. If you're not a preacher, if you're not a church leader in the conventional sense of the word, I don't know if you would find it all that practical for you. I had points I'd agreed with, points I didn't necessarily agree with. He makes a distinction between good servants and great servants, for instance, which I think misunderstands the Bible concept of good things and great things. Maybe I'll talk about that in a good versus great sort of context at some point later on the podcast. Anyway, I found it interesting. I found it thought-provoking, and that's really what things are all about with regard to my reading schedule. I wanted to make sure to bring to your attention here The Man Who Was Thursday by G.K. Chesterton, and major shout-outs to Amanda Payne and to the ladies of the Late Great Book Fair podcast. She is all about G.K. Chesterton, her boy G.K. Chesterton, and particularly The Man Who Was Thursday. I found a copy of it less than $4, because that's me, Hal Hammond's famous tightwad. It was very interesting. It was very spiritual. G.K. Chesterton, of course, was a religious leader back in the day, so it shouldn't be surprising there. A police officer ingratiates himself into this ring of anarchists and tries to bring the system down from inside. There's lots of twists and turns, and I probably need to go back and read it again because it did not go the way I thought it was going to go. Very effective, very well written. I enjoyed it very much. The Man Who Was Thursday by G.K. Chesterton. I have somewhat less enthusiastic praise for Water for Elephants by Sarah Grun. When you read relatively modern fiction, and you're probably aware of this, there are going to typically be problems with language, with theme, with subjects. There are some scenes in Water for Elephants that I would just as soon have skipped. I've never found a practical way of doing that. When I find it in a book, sometimes I just get rid of the book. Sometimes I trudge on. In this case, I trudged on. I'd heard really good things about Water for Elephants, and there's a lot of good things to say about the book. It's a book about a man who runs away from veterinary college at the very last minute and joins the circus, kind of accidentally joins the circus, and he has encounters and trials, and of course, he tends to the elephant that winds up joining the troop, and it's all told in hindsight. He is, at the time of the book, in his 90s, in a retirement community, and really, really struggling. His attitude stinks. His family is leaving him behind. He feels abandoned. And there's an opportunity to go to the circus, and this is just what he's absolutely dreaming of, bringing back all these wonderful memories of the past, of the wife that he had who has passed away, and he doesn't get to go. It's tragic and unfortunate. And, of course, most of you are aware my father passed away a few months ago, and so that brought back some memories for me. And it was very melancholy, very emotional, you might say. Thinking about the way that we treat our older people and what role memory plays in our dealings with difficulties, hardships, etc. I am hoping to do a circus episode at some point this year. And if I do, then I may mention Water for Elephants. Again, we're all of my recommendations, of course, are qualified. And this one certainly is. It's not a book that I would recommend, but it does have an interesting story to tell. And so there's that. Take that recommendation or non-recommendation for whatever it may be worth. I have one other book that I wanted to talk about briefly, and this is kind of a special case. I happened to find this little skinny volume called Comic Epitaphs from the Very Best Old Graveyards. And I thought this might be fun. Maybe I could just, as a general policy, stick something clever, something interesting in my Facebook feed just to kind of stir things up. My friend Zeke Flores is the world's best at this. If you're not friends with Zeke, you ought to be. He's always dropping little quips and dad jokes and things like that that really lighten my day. I really like seeing Zeke on the thread. Maybe I'll do something like that with this. I'll give you a couple of examples here. And the editor of the book is quite straightforward about this. These are not all real epitaphs. And that's the way he leaves it. I don't know which ones of these are real and which ones aren't, but they're all interesting in their own way. Jonathan Grober died dead sober. Lord, thy wonders never cease. That's there's a lot of cynicism in the book, as you would expect. I don't know how fond you are of walking through graveyards or how common epitaphs like this actually are, but it's interesting to take a look at. Here's another one. Pardon the humor. Here lies old Aunt Hannah Proctor, who purged but didn't call a doctor. She couldn't stay. She had to go. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Okay, so a little diarrhea humor on the show today. Apologies if that kind of thing offends you. I'll give you one more here. Here lies John Racket in his wooden jacket, kept neither horses nor mules. Lived a hog, died a dog, left all his money to fools. That's just a sampling anyway. I hope that somebody has something more kind and thoughtful to say about me when my time comes to go. At any rate, I hope that's a little bit of levity for your Friday afternoon or whatever it happens to be that you're listening on this day. Thank you very much for following along, for supporting the podcast. I didn't mention this before, but please, if you have not already, subscribe, share with your friends, your neighbors, etc., your total strangers. We had a really strong month this last month, especially a good week. And most of that comes when we get new subscribers. So if you have not already, please seek us out on wherever it is that you get your podcasts, Apple or Spotify or whatever. And give us a good rating if you do that kind of thing. We appreciate that very much. And if there's anything that we can do to use this form more effectively, if there is an idea that you have for a podcast that you're never going to do, but maybe it might be something I'd want to do, I'm always interested in feedback, always interested in constructive criticism. Thank you very much for following along. I hope that you're having a great day, a great year, and that God brings you all the blessings that you need in your walk with Christ today. This has been the Weekly Report for March 24th through 30th, 2024. Please remember to come back every Tuesday for a new episode of the Citizen of Heaven podcast. Check out my YouTube channel for more content. A link to this weekend's episode is in the show notes, as are credits for our intro and outro music. Until next time, be strong and courageous, fight the good fight of faith, and do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Hal Hammons, the Citizen of Heaven, signing off. Thank you for listening to the Citizen of Heaven podcast. Please rate, review, and share so others can access this content. I encourage you also to join the Heaven Citizens Facebook group. There you will find links to related materials, conversation starters, poll questions, and the occasional special announcement. Also, check out the Hal Hammonds channel on YouTube for even more content. Until next time, be strong and courageous, fight the good fight of faith, and do all things in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Hal Hammonds, Citizen of Heaven, signing off.